Perek Hey, Pasik Vav. Okay, Perek Hey, Pasik Vav, Ki Beroif Kalamois, Fahavolim, Udvodim Harbe, Ki Es Huelakim Yura. And what does that mean? There's a lot going on in this Pasik. A lot of these Pasikim that we're coming to, Pasikim are beginning to get more and more complex. At least that's what it appears. Okay. With the abundance of dreams and havolim, futilities, udvarim harbei, three different items mentioned. So the question is, key possibly here means despite all of the things, the distractions of life, which are summed up in the term chalomos, havolim, and dvarim harbei, ki we'll see in the moment means but, es holikim yira, you should fear Hashem. Okay, let's see the mitzvah stuff, pasuk vav, ki b'rev chalomos, asher, im roev chalomos, ve'im imre hevel, ve'imarbis sh'orin yonim, despite the fact, asher, that there are in this world, people have dreams which are, I guess in this context, means distractions. And the Imri Hevel, he translates here the word Havolim mean ideas. Ideas that are expressed. Hevel is from the word of air. Hot air that comes out of one's mouth. Udvarim Harbei. The Imarbis Shor In Yonim. So it appears the word Udvarim, he's not translating the word Udvarim as words. We typically translate the word Dovar as Dibur, as speech. But the Mitzudas appears to be saying that in this context we should not say the word Dvarim means Dibur, because that would be redundant, because it already says Hevel. What's the difference between the word Hevel and the word Dvarim? So if we only had the word Dvarim, then we would say it means words, speech, empty speech, or ideas that are thrown out by people. But being that we have the word Havolim, which means hot air, and in this context it has to mean words and speech, we have no choice but to say the word Dvarim does not mean Dibur, but means matters, events, things that are taking place in this world. Loi techoshush aleihem. Don't pay attention. He will guard you from all evil things. There are many missing words in this pasuk. The word ki has to be loosely translated as asherim. Ki is asherim. And it's self-understood, the words that are missing to be padded in order to make sense of the pasuk. So the bottom line is, we have a lot of chidushim. If you even look in the mitzudos siyoin, it says the word udvarim means in yonim, matters, not speech, and the word ki translates as ella. That's really a take off from Rashi. The bottom line over here is we have a yisoid, we have three different things being expressed, and we live in a world of distractions. Distractions and things which mislead us to make mistakes in the hashkafa. And those things can be broken up into three different categories. Chalomos, aspirations, what do you want to do with your life? What do you want to do when you grow up? Yes, a guy in Koilo, right after he retires, he asks him, Sanu, what do you want to do when you grow up? Chalomos, what are your chalomos? The havolim means you turn on the news, turn on the radio, turn on the television, whatever, you go online, you listen to all of these editorials, and they will tell you what you should be thinking. One of my favorite bumper stickers is, I think, or how to go? I think, therefore, I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh. I don't need someone to tell me what I have my own mind. I don't need. So that's the word Havolim. Havolim is influenced by the Dibur. Udvari means narishkeit, events, things are happening in this world all around us. All of these things distract us from the goal. What's the real goal? The real goal is S, ki S, hoelokim yira. I saw today that S, hoelokim yira, is Roshay Tevois, Soif Tevois, MS. S is Tof, the last letter. Hoelokim is Mem. Yira is Aleph. So it's not in the right order, but and it's backwards. MS. Aleph, Mem, Sof. Es Lekim Yirah. Meaning, everything else in the Hachalimois and the Havolim and the Dvarim of this world, all the distractions, it's Kula Sheker. We live in a world of Kula Sheker. Wherever you turn, it's Sheker, Sheker, Sheker. The only real thing that's true in this world is Es Ho Elokim Yirah. And perhaps it's written backwards, and at the end of this expression, because unfortunately, by the time we realize that we've been misled, it's already too late. We realize at the end, the whole world is kula sheker. The only real thing was es elokim yirah. It only comes to us at the end of the. It's merum is in the last letters because it comes at the end, and unfortunately, it's retroactive. It's we realize lemafreya retroactively everything that all the yirah shemayim would have been the only true way to serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so this interpretation of the mitzvah is a very nice. I think it's a very deep interpretation. Let's see here what the Rashi says. Pasuk vav ki b'rev chalamos asher. He similarly to the mitzvah, he says what ki means asher, that. Kol ma sheyomu l'cha chalomos neviyei hevel udvarim harve lifroish me'ez hamakom, to separate me'ez hamakom. So he's deviating from what we learned, and he's translating the words chalomos to refer to you, maybe mean some type of your own dream, like some type of a demon, some type of spiritual force. Person goes to sleep at night, and the Ruach HaToma overcomes him, and it can be a shade that we and can tell him to, again, this is a more supernatural interpretation. Chalemus v'nevi'i hevel. I'm assuming that being that he's saying that the word hevel is to be is hevel means he translates as nevi'i hevel, prophets, false prophets. So when it says chalemus, it's more of a spiritual type of term. You have false dreams. Udvarim harbei. Now, Dvarim Harbei seemingly means words. I don't know if the Mitzudos is, it doesn't really clarify if he means in your name or he means words. People are influencing you. To do what? Lifroish me'eis ha'makom. Distraction. It's the same idea, but just instead of telling us shot of the aspirations and words and matters, he means here there are people out there in the world, nivye sheker, and there are forces in the world which are convincing us to separate from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Pasuk concludes, ki es ulekim yirah, hariki mishamesh b'loshen elo, el al tishma el hachalemos elo es ulekim yirah. Don't pay attention to these dreams, to these distractions. A person should focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on yirah shamayim. Okay, let's take a look at the Targum, Pasuk Vav. Targum says, Arum biskius chelmin dinivie shikra. So it says right away, according to the Targum, he pushes it up one notch further. The chalomos are already the nevi'ei sheker. Okay, not like what Rashi says that the hevel are the nevi'ei sheker. He already pushed up the nevi'ei sheker to the word chalomos, and then he writes v'havlin the hevel devalei charoshin, the sorcerers. They're not on the madrega of nevi'ei emes, but they're magicians, black magic. Umilin sagiin, and the many matters derashi ayah of the wicked people. Okay, so he clearly deviates from, which is different than the mitzudos. The word devarim means words, dibor, the words of the wicked people. La sehemein, do not have faith, do not listen to what they say. Arum, why not? Arum, but. He goes off the charts, and he says, when it says ki es elokim yirah, you're not going to be able to become to be a yorish shemayim unless you have someone who trains you. You must seek out the advice of the chachomim and the tzadikim. You should serve them, be mishamesh them, uminhoin tispa ulfon, and from them you shall seek wisdom. Umin kodom Hashem tehei dochel, and you shall fear Hashem. So kiyas l'kim yirah, if he translates those words into the pasuk, umin kodom Hashem tehei dochel. But before he gets there, he adds in two more concepts: the concept of of being mishamesh, serving talmidei chachamim, and seeking from them you shall seek wisdom. Two different categories. It's one thing to be in their vicinity and just to learn afilu sichas chulin shel talmidei chachamim tzrichim limud sichas chulin. Just their idle chatter itself is a lesson. There's a limud. I remember I have Shalom Shadron. I always say this that he went to he needed to go to the Beis HaKisei. So how did he refer to the Beis HaKisei? He asked, where is the room without the mezuzah? Okay, it's a very simple, you know, this is not Torah. This is what you would call sichas chulin. It's a chokhmah. Okay, that's what it says. Good morning, Rabbi Yaakov Wilner. Good morning.
So, Harakim is combining. The Mitzvah says, be careful what you say in heaven. Rashi says, he doesn't say worry about people. Worry about Nevi'a Sheker and Green.
Right. Right. He's combining both. He's most elaborate.
He has
the Nevi'a Sheker. He has sorcerers, and he has the words of the wicked people. The words of the wicked people. The Mitzudos says your chalomos, your aspirations in life, the nonsense that you hear, the havolim is hevel, the words. Udvarim does not mean words. It means the matters that are taking place in the world. All of those things are distractions. Targ. Okay, they're basically saying the same thing. The same idea is, and we live in a world where we are distracted, and the distractions take us. They take us away from what the goal is. The goal is to serve Hashem, as we're going to see in the next pasuk, and that's just the basic message. Yeah. Okay, in 5 minutes. Okay, where are we going? To the back room? To the back room. Okay, so maybe we should go there right now. All right. Okay.